Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of When Life Gives You Lemons podcast. If you're new, I'm your host, India Watson, and if you're not new, welcome back. Okay, hi guys, this is my third time recording this episode because every time I just don't like it. I think what this episode really is going to be a life update. I know I have not uploaded in 2 months maybe. I'm back on my grind. No, not like actually, like I am back on the grind, I'm not gonna lie, but you're gonna hear why it's been a minute since I podcasted. But so let's get into this life update. Let's get into it. Let's break it down. This is not about to be a play-by-play of my life. This is literally some things that I've realized recently. To start, I don't know if you guys know this, but I was like a super religious person. Back my freshman year, I literally was like heavily devoted to like reading my Bible, heavily devoted to studying scripture, theology. Like, I was very invested in those kind of things. And I think through time, like, I've definitely subjected myself away from that. It's always been something I've thought about. It's always been something in the back of my mind when it's brought up. I never like feel like there was like a piece of myself that was like, I had a very big wholeness, a very big happiness. I never talk about the fact that I was like super duper duper religious on my podcast anymore. I used to, but I just don't. And I feel like that's because I have felt like I've had so many life experiences where I put a lot of stress on myself. I just felt like I could never achieve this level of perfection, this level of goodness. I felt like I was always messing up to where, like, I just would not be accepted within, like, Christ. Like, I was just, like, I'm just, like, a mess. Like, I'm a mess, and I'm still a mess. Nothing has changed. I feel like I'm more of a mess than I was, like, 3 years ago. Like, I'm literally a hot mess. Like, I'm the hottest mess ever. And I'm sitting in my car, my mom like wants to play, she's like playing gospel, and I'm trying to make TikTok. So I was like, once gospel comes off, like, you know, everything has to go off. So I'm just like sitting there and I'm like thinking to myself, I'm texting my friend, but I'm also listening at the same time. And on my way back, I think I was listening to like Lauryn Hill, and I was really thinking, like, there is so much like pain, and like there's just so much wrongness in the world. There's a lot happening. I lost my grandmother last month. It's been almost a month. Her birthday is coming up this month. Her birthday is September 26th, and I lost her August 21st. And I'm not very good with grief. I didn't really know what to do. I definitely prayed. I had to have some comfort in the fact that I know that her soul is in heaven. There are so many things that I trust so much in the fact that my grandmother was a heavily devoted Christian as well. She was a very, like, my whole family is Christian, but my grandmother had like such this radiant light, this kindness, this joy, and this, like, oh my gosh, she's such a magnificent person. And as I'm thinking of this, because I went to clean her house today, and I'm thinking of the fact that I was so religious, and I'm thinking of, like, me and my grandmother used to read our Bibles together. I used to do all these things, and I just stopped. I've walked away from that. I take a lot of time sometimes to isolate, to figure myself out. I've been doing a lot of like reflecting. I've done a lot of thinking today. I've done a lot of crying today. I've done a lot. And I realized, like, my grandmother's the kind of person to show that kindness to other people, to lend out her arm to other people. My grandmother's the kind of person to talk to the people on the street that you would typically walk past and be like, they're weird. My grandmother's the kind of person to buy someone food off the street. She's the kind of person to let you stay in her house, to find you something to eat. Like, my grandmother has the biggest heart that I find so genuinely inspiring. It's so inspirational to see someone who has a heart that is like devoted to serving others. That is something I've taken away so much from her life. And that's something that I've noticed that I want to imitate. And me bringing up religion and me bringing up my grandmother made me think in the car today, on my way home while I'm listening to my Lauryn Hill, that there's a reason why, even if you're religious or not, even if this, like, is something that's just so far-fetched for you, there's a reason why, like, because I said I study the Bible, God has it to where the way you treat other people is healing for you in itself. Like, the way you act with other people made me feel good about myself. Like, the smile my grandmother put on my face just by talking to me, and the smile she put on other people's face just by talking to them, shows that when you're a person of servitude or a person of, like, goodness, and selflessness and you're considerate of other people, like, not only does that leave such a good impact for you, but that impacts other people. And it just, I feel like it's so healing. Okay, like, that's how I personally feel about it. That's what I think about it. I'm spending some time right now trying to process and really understand my life, myself, because I was putting in my journal, I don't think I know myself well enough. I don't think I know what I want. I don't think I know myself well enough to continue this life that I'm, like, walking on. I feel like right now I'm on a very self-destructive path. I feel like I'm doing things with very little thought of how it may play out in the long run, or just the consideration of other people. And I'm trying to be more considerate. I feel like I've lacked a lot of consideration, and I'm really understanding a lot of, you know, the wrongs you play in your own life and the way that you affect other people too. And that's very big for me. I'm really just trying to isolate. I like isolating. I like just taking some time for myself to figure myself out. And I always, you know, come back when I'm like, you know, feel like I have my head on straight. But I just realized, like, I have, like, so much going for me. I don't want to mess up my life because I feel like this, like, compulsive, destructive, reckless lifestyle that I'm living or going through, or, you know, trying to maintain is easy for me. I think healing is hard. I think understanding yourself is hard. I think processing your feelings are hard. I literally think anything that's genuinely good for you is hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to sit with yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, and your feelings, and understand, why do you feel this way? Why do you think this way? Why does this make you sad? You know, and it's not to dwell on this. I've had a conversation with my friend about this. Like, he told me not to dwell so much on your feelings and, you know, what's making you feel this way, but just understanding why and how to go forward. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to right my wrongs, see where did I go wrong? Where did I mess up? And how can I go forward? I have, like, this note on my phone. Oh my gosh. And of course it's not showing, but it was, how everything I'm going through essentially is making me a better person. For better or for worse, I genuinely believe that God has everything preordained, predestined, that no matter what, how I want it to go, if it's going my way or not, God has it fit that it's happening this way, and it's shaping me inevitably to be a better person, inevitably to learn something, you know? Like, that's the baseline of it. And I think, obviously, every door that closes, another door opens. I think, once I learn my lessons in certain situations, certain aspects, once I learn better for myself and, you know, what I want to do and who I want to be, life only goes up from there. I don't know if this is cohesive enough. I don't know if this is just me rambling and talking and a bunch of, like, mouth vomit, word vomit, but I've really had to sit with myself today. You know, this was actually the first time in a while I prayed. That's really crazy because, you know, every time, like, we all, like, pray. I feel like everybody, like, prays, you know, like, God, make sure I have a good day, you know, just this and the third. But I genuinely sat down, and the first time I prayed, it literally wasn't even for myself. I think I prayed for my grandmother, of course, and her soul. I prayed for just a bunch of other people, and I've been doing, like, more prayers for other people. Me and my mom were talking, and I was telling her how I want to be a better person. Like, I don't want to be seen as the person that I was, but, like, who I want to be. And I was like, I want to change, and if it's not for myself, I want to do it for the people around me. I want to be a better sister, a better daughter, a better friend, because I know in so many departments I'm lacking. And that's not to, you know, beat myself up. I'm only human, of course, but I just know that there's so much room for improvement. There's so much room for me to change. There's so much room for me to do better. And that's my goal, essentially, to always just elevate and do better, even though it's so hard, because I don't know if anybody else has ever felt the feeling where there's just something deep in my chest that I feel about myself, my life, like, my decisions, and I just get very upset. I get very, like, I don't know what it is, because I was literally, like, I felt this way earlier. I was just praying about, like, a lot of, like, the things that I'm personally going through or feeling or thinking, and I just got very upset. I'm like, why did I do this? why did I allow myself to experience this like this? Why did, like, there's just so many whys, and why didn't I do better? Because I know better. You know, a lot of the times we know better, just pop my bone. A lot of the times we know better, but we don't do better. So I've been asking myself, like, why do I stay with people who don't care about me? Why am I talking to people who are wasting my time? Why am I surrounding myself with a bunch of negative energies? Why am I doing things that are not positive, benefiting my life? Why am I laying in bed running away? Why am I not going to the gym? Why am I not working out as often? Why? Like, there's so much why that I feel like I'm, like, trying. I'm, like, not intentionally, but I feel like slowly I, like, tear myself down, even though it's unintentional. And I think I need to be giving myself grace. I feel like we all just need to give ourselves grace sometimes. I've had, like, a really hard 5 months. I'm always saying that. I'm always talking about that. But, in all honesty, my 5 months, like, my junior year, I said my sophomore year was hard. I know I get on this podcast and I would be like, my sophomore year is so hard. My junior year was, like, character development to the max. My summer was, like, character development to the max. My senior year, I don't even want it to be boom bam character development. I don't want to go through no more healing stages, and if I have to, I have to. That's fine, that's inevitable. I was literally saying, God, like, I can't pray that you can't bring people into my life who hurt me. I just can only pray that you give me discernment to walk away when they start acting up. Like, when people start treating me bad, just let me walk away. Stop allowing you to see the benefit of the doubt and give them grace. Like, there's no grace for stepping on my feelings. There's no grace for stepping on my foot. There's no grace for your negligence and carelessness for how your actions make me feel. Like, I just want to walk away from those people expeditiously and immediately, because now I want to just fill my circle up with good things and good people, and I want to be that good thing and good person in another person's life. I think too, like, I have a lot of, like, not distractions, people around me who are very quick to influence a lot of bad decisions that, you know, I just want to be better at reevaluating my priorities, reevaluating my circles, reevaluating my groups, reevaluating, like, a lot of things, because I want to be more present for myself. Like, I want to know what I want and who I want to be and how I'm going to achieve that. Like, I want my senior year, oh my gosh, sorry, my MacBook's about to die, but I want my senior year to be someone where this is, like, my flourishing moment. Because I'm always saying my sophomore year was hard, my junior year was hard, and I don't think there's ever anything, like, hard about it. I think I just experienced things that have changed the way I perceive and changed the way I feel about certain things and think about certain things. I have a lot of notes in my phone. I don't know if I'm, like, should I go through my notes? I have, like, a lot of notes in my phone talking about, like, all I really have to do is try. That's a big thing. That's a big thing that's prominent in, like, my life today, my life right now. Because that's something I realized, like, I'm not going to achieve perfection. I'm not going to achieve goodness and greatness. Like I said, I had a very religious aspect of my freshman year. I had a very, like, consistent streak in some aspects of my life. And I feel like when I fall short and when I fall apart, I just let that, like, captivate me, and I'm like, okay, that is now my experience that defines me. So because I'm not on this consistent path, I can't go back. But, like, honestly, all you have to do is try. All I have to do is, like, try and be patient with myself. I feel like I'm always expecting immediate results. And I don't know if I'm the only person, but when I'm doing something, I expect immediate results. I'm looking for immediate gratification, and that's so bad. That's so discouraging, because when I don't see those results, when I do backslide, when I do mess up, I, like, always feel like I'm trying to achieve perfection. I'm always trying to achieve top tier, like, goodness, greatness. And that is so unrealistic. I've set a lot of unrealistic standards for myself in my own personal life and really beat myself up when I do not achieve those things. And the fact of the matter is, like, all I have to do is try. All I have to do is try to be better. All I have to do is try to be consistent. I used to really beat myself up over consistency. I would miss a day, and then it would be me missing 7 days because I missed one day. And all I genuinely have to do is try and give myself grace. Grace is so vital. I will literally start, like, tying every single thing in with just the fact that, goodness, what was I gonna say? Losing my train of thought. Wow, I'm really losing my train of thought. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. But, just to assert from that subject, just, I don't know,
processing, learning, growing, and very at a very not a very rapid speed. I'm not trying to rush anything. I'm not trying to rush any type of healing process because I want to understand myself. I want to know myself. I feel like there's no point in letting other people get to know me before I know me. I feel like obviously we say we know ourselves and things like that, but I genuinely just want to know me and be able to analyze and understand my feelings. For a while, I just told my mom, especially with my grandmother passing, oh my gosh, this is so vital, because I think even my grandmother passing showed me a lot about myself, because I'm not one to feel things. Oh my goodness. We go to her house. I know this is like a very big, like, little story time, but we go to her house. We're told it was like the day before I had school, and I was like shocked. I don't think I cried immediately because I was like, hold on, like, I really hope you're like not being serious. Part of me thought this was like some like really messed up joke, and I was just like, yeah, you're not being for real, because I talked to my grandmother the day before she passed away, and I thank God so much. Like, I literally praise the Lord so much that I called her and I got to speak to her, and the last thing I said to her was, I love you, and she knows. I'm so blessed, happy, and thankful that she knows how much I loved her. Like, oh my gosh, it's so hard because I could talk about it so much, but hold on, I have to like make a whole new one. I could talk about it so much, but I genuinely loved my grandmother so, like, she would call me and we would be on the phone for so long. My grandmother loved to talk to me. I love old people so much. I loved listening to her experiences in her life, the times where we would read our Bibles together. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed helping her. Even if I didn't feel like it, I really enjoyed it. Just being in my grandmother's presence and like speaking to her made me very, oh my gosh, made me very happy, because I know like my grandmother has such a genuine heart and such a good aura and great energy that it's so warm to be around. Like, you know, I've only felt that way about very few people in my life. Like, I feel this way about my sister. I love her energy. I love being around her. I love how she makes me laugh. So I like very feel when like my heart legitimately gets happy being around certain people. And so I felt with my grandmother. So I like thank God that I got to call her, I got to talk to her, and the last thing she heard was, I love you, from me. And so with her passing and everything, we go to her house, and I would cry, but like I would like suck it up. Like, I would just like wipe those tears and just continue on going. And I was like going through, like, I went through my week, and at the end of the week I told my mom, like, I'm trying to feel this, like, I'm trying to feel it. I'm trying to give myself an opportunity to cry, because I realized that I've always repressed my feelings. I told her, I was like, I don't know when, I do remember like thinking this, but it was like in sixth grade, right before middle school, and I remember feeling this exact thing on the bathroom floor in seventh grade. But I was saying how I've lived by this thought that women are already weak. You know, women are already seen as weak, being very emotional beings, and so I would just not cry. Like, once I got that thought, and that I knew crying made you weak, I just stopped crying. I literally stopped. There's no reason for me to cry. If I'm upset, I can figure it out in other ways. There is no need for me to be crying about anything. So I think, personally, I have a really big sense of regression and or repression, repressing my feelings. So if I feel sad, I'm going to feel sad, but I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going to suck it up. And with that, my mom was like, that is so unhealthy. Like, you could die for building up your emotions like that. I didn't know that, but I was like, oh, okay. And with that, and my grandmother passing, I've really allowed myself to feel things. I don't allow myself to just sit and suck it up. I literally, like, I stopped playing aggressive music. Like, I would play aggressive rap music so I wouldn't cry. And I just give myself a second to feel my feelings. Like, that's a big thing that I've learned and I'm learning, is that it's okay for me to feel my feelings. It does not make me weak. If you cry, crying does not make you weak. I just didn't want to fit that, like, that woman stereotype that if I cried, I was a weak person. So I am more open to showing my emotions. I've always been so big on vulnerability, but I'm not a very vulnerable person. In the aspects of, I don't think I could really, like, cry in front of many people. I don't think I could talk about a lot of things that I personally deal with and personally feel with that I don't think aren't superficial. Like, I feel like I could talk about boys. That's so superficial to me. I don't really care, so I could always talk about it. But the more, like, I get to a lot of things, I feel like I'm only human, you're only human, we're only human. You know, the things you feel are very normal. That's why I love having a podcast, because I just feel like, even though it's such a public space and a public thing, I feel like it's very therapeutic to me. And I feel like it allows people to see, like, I'm still a real person just as much as you're a real person. And, you know, I have problems going on just like you have problems going on. It just shows so much humanness to me. Like, I don't have to get on this podcast every single day and talk about, like, real world problems, or, you know, like, get very philosophical. You know, like, I could just be human. I'm being myself. Like, I can just talk about things in my life and feel very minimal judgment about it. I feel good about it. Like, every time I upload a podcast episode, I love podcasting because I feel very good about it. I feel good about myself. I feel good about the content or whatever I upload, because I feel like it just shows that I'm a person. I'm a human being. Which makes me happy, because my freshman self goal when I made this podcast was to be very authentic, was to be very raw and genuine and uncut on my podcast, because that's just who I am. That's just how I don't know. You know, when people are like, oh, I'd rather be mysterious and stuff. I'd love to be mysterious. Don't get me wrong. I would love it. But I also want people to know that in this life, you're never genuinely alone. I think that's big. You're never alone. One thing I had to tell myself too was, honestly, I think when you set up an environment of like, when you set up an environment that's a safe space, I feel like personally my podcast is a very safe space. But when you set up an environment that's a safe space, you allow people to be able to relate a little more, to feel comfortable opening up to you a little more, talking to you a little more. You know, you give people that step to believe in themselves to talk about things that, you know, they might feel this or have the same perspective as you on. I feel like things like that. I was journaling and I was like, if people just like, this sounds so bad, but like, if it's easier to believe in yourself when other people believe in you as well. I feel like when you're surrounded by a bunch of doubt, when you're surrounded by a bunch of criticism, a bunch of negativity, it's very hard to believe you can ever make any steps to change, to do better, to grow. But when people can, you know, set up a safe space, a place of comfort, and a place of security and sanction, it's really easy to grow. It's really easy to move as a person. It's really easy to. Yeah. Downstairs recording a podcast episode. You did. It's shaking my head. Okay, so by just my luck, my laptop literally died, but yeah, I feel like it's really easy to create an environment where other people can feel comfortable and change too. And that's like all I. Huh? I'm podcasting. Like, oh my gosh. That's like essentially all I want to achieve with my podcast. I feel like I've talked about a lot of things. And I genuinely hope there is a sense of cohesiveness. To recap, because I don't want this to seem like the most depressing life update ever. There's like a lot of optimism to this. There's like a lot of positivity towards this. The like whole purpose of it is the fact that I'm fully, you know, being more conscious of the fact and taking the steps to grow, taking the steps to feel, taking the steps to heal, I guess, and walking in a better direction. I'm trying to 100% eliminate a lot of things that just do not serve me any purpose and any goodness in my life, and I'm trying to walk away from people who are not here to better me or help me improve. But like, honestly, when we say like for the plot, I hate that. Like, that's not even my motto anymore. I'm like diminishing my for the plot mindset, because not everything, I don't need a story for everything. I'm done. I'm my story times have concluded. I think my goals now are just to focus on intentionality. So being a lot more intentional with where I'm pouring my energy into. Also, I think now I'm really holding heavy to the fact that not everybody deserves to experience my energy. Not everybody deserves to experience my friendship. Not everybody deserves to experience me. Or, like, you know, I feel like it's okay to be selective and stingy with your time and your energy and your presence, because that's what growth is. I feel like that's literally when the more you grow, the more you realize, like, not everybody deserves to have access to you. And I've been getting a little better at that, especially with, like, friendships that have just fallen off, or, you know, people who've shown me they've wronged me. I definitely need to get better at that in a romantic aspect. I've learned that it's really easy to give people second chances when your feelings are when your feelings are in the loop. Obviously my goal, I'm never like super circulated around relationships. I haven't been in a relationship. I have no desire to be in a relationship, but I'm just saying that I feel like it's very easy to give people second chances when you really like them, when you really love them, when you really care about them. It's really easy to give people in your life second chances. Be very selective with that. Be very stingy with your energy. Be very stingy with your time. Be very stingy, because when you let it slide, people start ice skating, and y'all are not figure skaters, and y'all aren't finna figure skate over my feelings and my business and this, that, and the third. So be very selective. That's one thing I'm learning. So be selective, like I said, intentionality, being conscious, being more aware. And yeah, that's my life update, guys. My next episode, I promise, will be a little more centered on another subject that I'm passionate about. And yeah, I love you guys. I will see you next week. Bye.